Hello. Welcome to the first Live Well Lifestyle Teleseminar. I'm your host, Perry A., and I'm so excited about this opportunity to share with people a new perspective. My intention is to create a safe space where we can express our concerns without judgment, to find an inner path to peace and love without giving up who we are to please another, and where we can be authentic and truthful and can respect another's truth. We're going to do some meditations, talk about different topics of interest to you in your life, and a little bit about me. My name is Perry A. I have a lot of identities, a lot of hats I've worn who don't make up exactly who I am. I don't like to be limited by an identity. I will say I've been around on this planet for 73 years, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but I have picked up a little knowledge along the way on my journey for finding love, peace, and happiness and joy. So I'm here to share that with you and to learn with you and from you as well. So I'm really looking forward to today, and we'll begin with a quote. We're going to have a website available, so any of the things we discuss, any exercises, quotes, and things will be listed on the website. And I drew one today from Louise Hay's Wisdom Cards. And it says, I listen with love to my body's messages. My body, like everything else in life, is a mirror of my inner thoughts and beliefs. Every cell responds to every single thought I think and every word I speak. And I think that is so important in today's life. Little words that we say about ourselves. I can't. I don't believe I can. I'm trapped. I can't receive that, thank you. And we don't know how to receive gifts and how to love ourselves to receive compliments. So we're going to work on some of those things today. And that was the quote that I wanted to start with. As many of you know, I am the founder of the Living Clay Company, and the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. And what I know about Living Clay is that it's more than a product. It's a lifestyle. So we're talking about lifestyles today. And I've learned that during the best course of action during a time of stress and turmoil is to stop thinking. And stop grasping for ideas and bring yourself into an inner calm to be still and to listen. And from that place, always a knowing will arise. And when you're busy, it's when you think, I don't have time to stop. I have too much to do. And that's my signal to lock the office door, walk out, find a honey hole, get in a hammock, or sit and watch water flow. And just be still. Be very still. Listen to the birds and what's around me and not my own thinking to quieten my mind. And many of us have a difficulty with learning how to do that. I learned it as I moved to Austin. And I want to invite you to create a space, if you can now, that's quiet and serene without interruptions. And I'm going to lead us through a guided meditation. And meditation is simply being still so that you can hear the voice of God within you. To allow your inner, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, your intuition, that inner guide to come forth with ideas. And it's amazing when you get still what can arise. And if you're in a crisis situation, you'll find that by the time you get back, half of your situations you were concerned with have resolved themselves and are no longer an issue. One of the things I do is I teach a mastermind group, and we'll discuss this later on too. It's where you get four people together that you're in harmony with, and you work together to support each other in requests that you would like to make. So you're just virtually going over something you want to create in your life, something you want to manifest, and you state it in a very clear statement. And the group supports you as if you've already achieved it. They see you, the end result of what you want. And when you can go there and see that, it's easier to believe. So it's sort of like intercessory prayer, other people believing for you that which you can't believe for yourself. So now I'm going to invite you to be still, to relax, to close your eyes, and bring your attention into your body. We have energy out there bouncing off the walls. So right now, just for the next few moments, we're going to take a deep breath, breathing in, hope deeply, and releasing slowly through your mouth. In, breathe in deeply, hold, and release. When you release, release it all. Just go beyond the point. If you want to get the stale air out. Again, breathe in, hold, and slowly release. And with each releasing breath, relax a little bit more. Let go of the muscles in your body, and we'll start with the scalp. Just focus on your breathing. Breathe in and relax the scalp. Just let go of any tension you're holding in your forehead, in your face, in your jaw. Just allow your eyebrows to relax. Just feel like warm melted butter is oozing down over your face, relaxing every muscle and all the tension in your neck and your shoulders. Breathe in and relax through your jaw, your teeth. Totally relax and let go. You're in a safe place. Relax through your shoulders and your arms. Notice how we hold our shoulders up high. Breathe in. Exhale, and relax through your shoulders, just allowing that warmth to seep down and relax all muscles in your body, all the way through your chest, your abdomen, your legs, down to your feet, down your arms, and even into your fingers. Just listen to the sound of my voice and your breathing. Today, I would like to invite you to accept yourself and love yourself totally. And the way to do that is for just these few minutes, I'm going to ask you to love everything about yourself, to love your body, to love the color of your hair, your teeth, any moles you may have, any warts you may have, love it all, warts and all. Love your size, whatever that may be. Love where you live. Just be at peace with where you are. Peace is wanting what you have. So in this moment, be at peace with your home, whether it's cluttered or clean. It's perfect for where it is now. And just love the car you drive. Love the neighborhood you live in. There's something good out there in everything, and seek to find the good in where you are and who you are and what you have. Love your bank account or lack of it. Love your family. Love your neighbors. Love the people you work. Love the work. Even though sometimes it's trying, just for this moment, pick it. Pick it as perfect. Once you've picked it and you arrive at that peaceful place with everything that you have, then you can begin and build and open up and grow more and ask for more. So breathe in, exhale, and relax. And just be at peace with who you are, your children, your in-laws, your significant other, your pets, your cats and dogs, the clothes in your closets, your refrigerator, whatever state that may be in, your clutter, your non-clutter. Just love it all. Just accept it all. Peace begins with wanting what you have. There's no war, there's no fighting, there's no need to do anything in this moment except relax and love yourself wholly and completely just as you are. I'm allow you just a few moments to listen to the music and accept yourself and deeply love yourself just as you are. Okay, you can bring yourself back to the present now and gradually come back to the present and notice how that felt. How do you feel after doing that little exercise? You know, we don't know how to love ourselves, to accept ourselves and to build our self-esteem. And the first thing to loving yourself is not to compare yourself with anyone else. Comparison only creates opposites and it creates separation. You can't compare tall to short and win. Unless you want to be taller, you want to be short. And then you're making the other person right or wrong. So don't ever compare yourself. You are a unique individual with a specific purpose on earth that is beneficial to everyone around you. And when you learn to love and accept yourself, they cannot deny you. You are so lovable. You will radiate and glow with a confidence, a peace, and a loving that passes everything that we put in our image of what love is. When you love yourself, you are undeniably lovable. So never compare yourself to anyone else. That's a sin. You are who you are, unique and perfect, just as you are. And the other thing is to, to accept other people as they are. It's so easy to judge people and to see our differences. Again, we're seeing these differences. And we're all perfect where we are with the knowledge that we have. Understand that people do what they do because they don't know another way. If they knew a better way to make their life more peaceful and loving and wonderful, they would have already done it. And they too are on the path. We're all constantly on the path to learning and growing. So just choose to be at peace with yourself. And you can go there anytime you want to. Take a few minutes just to bring your body back into your energy back into your body. Relax, totally relax the tension in your body and just for a moment accept who you are, where you are, and everything you have. From this place, we can begin to do something different. This is where the space of calm and stillness is where creation begins. We get creative thoughts and ideas. We have a few listeners now. I'm going to click over. I want to invite you all, if you have any questions, to email your questions if you're at a computer. And I do have one comment here. It's from Margaret in Lytle, Texas, and she says, thank you so much for this today. And believe me, I am stepping out of my comfort zone today, so I would appreciate any validations you have, or if you like it. What I want more than anything is your honesty. If you don't like it, tell me what you don't like about it. I can't improve what I don't know. And my goal here is to create that safe environment where we can all show up as who we are, the loving beings that we are. Oftentimes in our healing, we get overwhelmed with our disease. And I did want to discuss illness and pain is an extension of negative emotion. And, of course, our emotions and our stress always affect our body. Body always follows mind, only 100% of time. So whatever you think and whatever you believe, that is where your body will go. And it will begin to believe what you think. So if we can clear our thinking, we can improve our body, at least take the stress off. So many of us worry about so many things, and most of the time it's bridges you never cross. This was what I read on Mike Dooley's Totally Unique Thoughts. I'm a follower of Mike, and he said, "Do you know what's really, really, really easy? Whatever you say is really, really, really easy. Same goes for the hard stuff. So you rule. Be careful what you say. If you believe something easy, it's easy. If you believe it's hard, it's hard." I had to set some beliefs in motion today about doing this teleseminar because I really don't know where I'm going. I'm just following my inner thought and guide and going with the flow. And I'm sitting here talking, not knowing if I have an audience, with the exception of seeing some people online. So in that space, I have to trust that I can give you what you want. And I would love feedback from you all. I'll open the phone lines if anybody wants to make a comment or ask a question. During this period, I would like to discuss and go through things with you like getting rid of worry, how to let go of worry. We seem to borrow worry. And a lot of it's about our beliefs and what we believe of others. If you've had children, you worry, right? Well, there was a time when my children didn't get in at curfew time, my daughters. They were out. And I was stressed out. I was pacing the floor. My belief was, if I worry about it hard enough, mental telepathy, you will know, you will be able to contact me, you will read my mind, you will get to a phone, you will call me and put me out of my misery. So I would worry as hard as I could, I would stress out, I would pace, I'd imagine them upside down in a bar ditch and nobody coming along to help them. My mind went willy-nilly to the worst things that you can imagine. And finally I realized, you know, in this instant, I am totally powerless. There is nothing I can do. Driving up and down the streets, I wouldn't go the right street. You know, that would be futile. So they weren't but 10 minutes late, and here I was in all this anxiety. And so I decided, since I couldn't really do anything about it, I was just going to give them over to God, the God of my understanding, and say, you know, these are your children too. And I am giving them to you tonight. I have to go to bed, and I am helpless in this situation, but I know you're all powerful. So please bring them home to me safely. And I literally went to bed, and it wasn't 5 or 10 minutes later I heard them coming in. And sure enough, you know, they had a good excuse for why ever they were late. But I didn't have to go to the stress. And after that, I just learned that so many times I need to give them over to a higher source to take care of them, to surrender them to God, to the angels, to whatever you believe will help in that situation. And we can do that with our bodies as well. there are some things that overwhelm us that we need to surrender. We don't know the way out. And we build a box of no hope. It seems that everything we try doesn't work. We begin to build a belief that nothing is going to work. And guess what our results are? Nothing works. So always stay open to the possibility that there is a solution, because there's always a solution, an opportunity to change, to do something differently. So, let's see, I'm going to switch over and see if there's anything else on the Q&A. Pamela from Lancaster. Any suggestions for changing belief, letting go of anxiety? Well, that's a little bit of what we just discussed. And changing beliefs, the first thing is awareness that you have a belief. Most of us are not aware of the beliefs running our body and are running our world. But you will notice it in your words. Watch your words. Watch negative words and saying coming out of your mouth about things you don't believe. Or you do believe that you can't change, that you feel are negative. A belief is simply a thought that's thought repeatedly, and it becomes a belief that we live by. Letting go of anxiety, there's a wonderful exercise that a good friend of mine, Tom Zimmerman, I was a motivational speaker, that was one of the hats I wore, and Tom was too, and he talked people about letting go of worry and stress. He said to give yourself 15 minutes a day to worry and do all your worrying in those 15 minutes. If it wasn't your worry time, jot it down on a piece of paper what you wanted to worry about when it became time to worry. And then he said if you really want to quit worrying, make your worry time about 2:30 or 3 in the morning. Set your alarm clock and you can get up and worry for those 15 minutes. Now, if you're not willing to do that, you forfeit your opportunity to worry that day. Now, another thing you can do is wear a rubber band on your arm, and during the day, every time you start to worry, you snap that rubber band and pop yourself on the arm and write your worry down on a piece of paper to be postponed for later. And you will be amazed at how many worries are resolved before you get around to worrying about them. Worrying is a habit. It's a place where we feel like we are out of control. And the best thing you can do for another person, the person you're worrying about, they're not living their life right, they're doing this, doing that. The best thing you can do is to see that person doing all they is look for the best in them and then show it to them right then and there. Look for something good about them and tell them about it. Verify it for them. Help build up their self-esteem. Describe it. Admire it. Thank them for it. You know, my daughter is a wonderful kindergarten teacher. Children just love her. She's the Pied Piper, the cheerleader. I can't do that. I go up there and they stress me out. You know, all these little kindergartners running around all doing something. It seems like everything a mess. But she's like the Pied Piper, and she tells them to clean up their messes, and they do it. And it's amazing to watch her do that in that environment. Not everybody can be a kindergarten teacher. And the kids love her. Everywhere she goes in San Marcos, it's a small town, they all run up to her and give her big hugs. They say, Miss Ashley, Miss Ashley. But there are other things she can't do. And if I worry about those things, I'm forgetting her greatness. And in every one of us, there is a greatness. And my goal in life is to touch people with their own greatness. Learn to touch people with their greatness. Learn to acknowledge them for what they do right. If you have a coworker that is really bothering you, take them to lunch one day and get to really know them. Ask them a question like, okay, so when you were in the third grade, who was your best friend and what did you play? And you may find you have a lot of things that you have a lot of things you agree on. simple word and it's left my mind. So, letting go of anxiety is a big one for a whole lot of us, and I think all of us will thank you, Pam, for that question. So practice. Look at what you're worrying about. Look at your beliefs and saying, this is only a belief. A belief is a thought. And change your thought. You need to learn to change your thoughts on an instant. The minute I hear a negative thought, you know, I was driving down the road yesterday and a truck in front of me hit a board and it split. And when it left the rear tire, this long board came up in the air with a split in it. It was still attached at the bottom, but as it came toward me, it split and went around my car. And then I started thinking of, wow, that could have hit me in the windshield. I could have tried to swerve to miss it. I could have ended up in the bar ditch. And I had myself dead, wrecked my car. And I was still going down the highway instead of saying, thank you, angels. Thank you, gravity. Thank you, whatever created that blessing that those two boards split in front of me and went around my car. And there was nobody on either side of me or behind me to get harmed. So learning to change those situations and look for the opposite, the good. I do a lot of the work of Byron Katie, and Katie says, question your thinking. Can you know it's true? Can you know it's true? They need your help. And she also says, learn that there are three kinds of businesses. She said, in all the world, I've looked and looked, and I can only find three kinds of business. Your business, my business, and God's business. Isn't that beautiful? Your business, my business, and God's business. And when you're in someone else's business, whose business are you neglecting? Your business. You know, if there is a log in someone else's eye, a speck in someone else's eye, look at the log in your own eye. People are just a reflection for you, like we said in our quote. My body, like everything else in life, is a mirror of my inner thoughts and beliefs. If you want to know, if you want a teacher in your life, look at the person you're living with. They're going to show it to you. All the things you judge and criticize them on, somewhere it's in you, or you couldn't recognize it in another. So the work of Byron Katie invites you to question your thinking. Can you know it's true? And I always like to ask people, who would you be without your story about this situation or this person in this particular situation? We build a story about things, and we like to tell our story. But when you get down without the story, who are they? If you could see your significant other as just a man walking into the room with no identity, and no, the man who won't take out the garbage, just take it all away. Also, take away the businessman that goes to work every day and provides for his family. Take it all away and just see him as a man just like me, needing love and acceptance. That's a wonderful question, and thank you, Pam. I hope that's been beneficial to you. Gail says, Perry, I don't get to listen, but I'm off work today and got in to listen. I give you a big positive feedback for your topic today. I came in a few minutes late and would like to listen from the beginning. Is this being recorded for listening later? Yes, it is, and we'll either send out a notice of where our website is. I'm going to post the quote on there, and we're going to have little exercises that we do that I can post on there. You can go back and do later. You can listen to the teleseminars. Generally, they will be also on the aboutclay.com site, and they will be Live Well Lifestyle Seminars. So you can click on those and listen to that. Thank you, Gail. It has really been special being with you today. I'm going to go back over and check with my phone line people and ask if anybody would like to ask a question. Anybody on the phone has a question they'd like, if you will press star 2 on your phone. That will open your line and we can communicate. And if not, have a wonderful week and be sure to look for the best in that person. Find someone today or three people every day and tell them something you admire about them, something they do that you like and appreciate. Lift them up and notice how your whole life will begin to change. So people do what they do and it's not personal. They're not trying to hurt you. When you understand that, that is a way to serenity and peace with others. I hate to let you go. Our time is up. I'd love to keep on. I'm enjoying this immensely, and I'm looking forward to our next time together, and also welcome any feedback, any suggestions, or topics that you want to talk about. There's a lot we can do on release and letting go and forgiveness, and we're going to go down some unique paths together, and thank you so much, each and every one of you, for listening in today. I am in great gratitude. Go forth and have a joyful weekend. Thank you and goodbye. Perry, signing out.